Hello and welcome to the Dogman Underground podcast. This is Chuck. I think we got a good topic. What is socialization? More specifically, how does socialization pertain to home guardian, home protection, personal protection dogs? And to me, there seems to be a lot of misconceptions today about what socialization is. Now, for me, socialization isn't going out and letting my dogs interact with people and other animals at all. As a matter of fact, quite to the contrary. We'll get to some of the reasoning behind this. So basically, for me, what I call it is environmental conditioning, where I am exposing the dog to sights, sounds, smells, and situations away from the home, outside of the automobile, and getting them to be indifferent, well stable, and well conditioned to the environment. It does not include people petting my dog, playing with my dog, or my dog playing or interacting with other people's dogs. To me, there's a lot of confusion in the world today. I think people like the idea of a protection dog. They like the idea and the concept, but when it comes to the reality of it, I don't know, because I don't know what good it does to have your dog to be friendly with strangers and even neighbors. Or interesting question, someone, I think it was Butch Capel over on a Facebook page, had asked the question, are trained protection dogs good with kids? And, you know, boy, oh boy, what a real generalization of a question. First of all, what is a protection dog? And why should they be? Which kids? Whose kids? I mean, there's a lot of kids that commit a lot of crime today, right? Gypsy used to talk about, I thought this was real interesting, whenever he was training a young lady's dog and they had a boyfriend. And he would always tell them, ask them, is this your first boyfriend? No. Oh, it's probably not going to be your last boyfriend either. And he would insist that they not allow their dog to make friends with the boyfriend, unless there was a ring on the finger, and that type of commitment. Because why? Because the boyfriend of today is the order of protection of tomorrow, right? Neighbors rob one another. It's not always strangers that break into your home. Quite oftentimes, it's not. So what this website is about, and this blog, it's about real dogs for good people who live in bad places. And so that type of dog is what I consider to be a protection dog. And that dog should be good with, any kids that have to do with my family, the in-group, but they don't necessarily have to be cool with, I mean, what do you mean by kids? I mean, there's little gangbangers out there, 9, 10, 11, 12 years old. You know what I mean? These are real generalization questions, you know, I don't know. That's what socialization is for me. It's getting the dogs used to loud noises and smells and people arguing and me being able to have, one of the things I do in increasing distractions and all that type of stuff is, you train the dog in a secluded environment so they can learn what they're doing, but then you got to take that out into the world and practice that obedience, which that's another thing I consider to be socialization, or what I would call environmental conditioning. It's not just exposing the dogs to sights, sounds, smells, and situations, but also getting them to obey and practicing the obedience. We don't want them running after and chasing people just because they're screaming and yelling or all those types of things. So I don't allow people to touch the dogs, and most of these dogs here have been, several of them have never been touched by anybody other than the vet and my wife and me, because that's what a home security dog is. I don't understand. The people want to have a dog with the tenacity to stop a Freddy Krueger or a Maxwell Cady, right? Some real hardened guy. And then they also want to be able to take it into Tractor Supply and the dog park. And to me, man, this is mostly mythology. It really is. If you're going to seriously, it all depends how far you train your dog, you know. But if you really train a serious man stopper dog, you know, not really a dog you need to be taking into Tractor Supply. You know, it's more than a family pet at that point. It's not just, you know, the neighborhood get along dog. So if that's what you mean by protection dog, then socialization to me is more so, you could be framed in the terms of environmental conditioning and getting the dog to be indifferent to sights, sounds, smells, situations, and to be rock solid on their obedience while out and about in the environment. Again, the reason for that is we don't know who the bad guys are, right? We don't know who they are. You let other people play with your dog, interact with your dog, even give your dog treats and stuff like that, you are really seriously undermining that dog's ability to be a good home and auto protection dog. In my opinion, in my estimation, that's what I kind of run with. What do you think? What is socialization to you? Do you let people pet your dog? Do you think that's okay? Do you let them give them treats? Do you consider your dog to be a personal protection or a home guardian dog? And do you allow them to do these things? Hey, also, there's a lot of share buttons here on all of the posts. If you could share these on your social media, it'd be a really great help if you could post these on X and on your Facebook pages, and it really helps this website out a great deal for sure. Membership is also opened. We have two different levels of membership. There's a lot of podcasts that are for members only, and the basic membership comes with the puppy training course, which is one of the best. I think it's just killer. It's awesome. That's how I raise my dogs, man, and I got really good dogs, with the end goal being personal protection. So you get that, and you get access to all the Dogman Underground podcasts that are not free to the public. And then the level 2 membership, you get all that, plus you get my rock solid bomb-proof obedience stuff as well. And when you become a member, you also get to interact and submit videos for examination and stuff like that as well. So please share. That helps the channel out a great deal. And leave a comment below. Let me know what you think about socialization as compared to environmental conditioning.